We play nothing but power hits.
Commission of Zambia announced 17 new constituencies amid of stakeholder concerns over deviation from technical committee. UPND declared President Hakainde Hichilema as presidential candidate for upcoming general elections. In international news, 700 killed in Sudan drone strikes as humanitarian crisis deepens. In sports, Copper Queens suffered second heavy defeat.
And now, Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. President Hakainde Hichilema was formally declared as a United Party for National Development presidential candidate for the August 2026 general election after securing adoption unopposed during the party's nomination process. Independent Electoral Commission returning officer Isaac Mwanza confirmed the outcome, stating that although three petitions were filed challenging the General Assembly proceedings, all were comprehensively reviewed and dismissed for lacking merit, allowing the process to proceed without interruption. The declaration positioned Mr. Hichilema to lead the UPND into the 2026 elections, with the Electoral Commission of Zambia yet to announce the official campaign, timetable and electoral roadmap. Addressing delegates at the UPND General Assembly as head of state, President Hichilema assured the nation that concerns surrounding the ongoing police recruitment exercise are being addressed in line with established procedures. In the meantime, the head of state highlighted key achievements recorded under his administration, including progress in debt restructuring, the rollout of free education, expansion of the school feeding program, and improvement in employment opportunities. He further cited the stabilization of the local currency and approximately $12 billion secured in mining sector investments. The head of state noted that Zambia is on the right trajectory towards economic recovery, pointing to the management of recent drought challenges as evidence of progress. He emphasized that these gains are for all citizens, not solely the ruling party, while acknowledging that more work remains undone. He therefore appealed for public support beyond a five-year term, urging citizens to participate in large numbers in the upcoming polls and uphold principles of fairness and equal opportunity. Returning officer Mwanza emphasized that the nomination exercise was conducted strictly in accordance with the party constitution and electoral guidelines. In more local news, on Thursday, the Electoral Commission of Zambia announced the creation of 70 new constituencies, sparking concerns among various stakeholders regarding the commission's departure from the recommendations made by the Technical Committee on Delimitation. The committee had proposed an equal distribution of constituencies across provinces, recommending that each province receive 7 constituencies to ensure balanced representation. However, some civil society organizations argued that the distribution of the newly constituencies diverges from the recommendation, raising questions about the basis for the new delimitation. Operation Young Vote Director Gesne Renda expressed concerns about whether the Commission sufficiently prioritized retaining the value and power of the vote in the distribution.